Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Clonic Irritation, the only podcast in the whole of the world that talks about clonic irrigation. But we look at the bad side of it. We look at it when it didn't work quite right. And today we have a star of the clonic irrigation world. It is Chris TTT Barnes. How are you?
Hello, I'm all right.
So can you tell us a bit about your experience with clonic irrigation?
It's good. You have to, I'm not really sure what clonic irrigation is.
That they put a big old pipe up your ass and
stuff. Oh, the Hoover up the ass. Oh, well, I did it with Henry the Hoover. He wasn't smiling after that.
Wow, wonderful stuff. Hold on a minute. This isn't clonic irritation. This is small screen naughties.
Whee!
Let's go!
Hello, I do apologise immensely. My voice is going a bit. Maybe say hello before apologising. Hello.
Hello.
My voice is a bit hoarse at the moment, so if it does seem like I'm not giving it 110, I ain't.
You'll never give it 110.
How
ever.
Dare you? This podcast is 150% most of the time, which, listeners, surprises me.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. And what good times we have, to quote Sheik.
We've both had a haircut.
Yeah, but not just a haircut. We've both hit that time of our lives where, well, me personally, not Chris, as he still actually has the capacity to grow hair, is I have shaved all my hair off and Chris shaved off all his hair, and I quote, because he was giving himself a haircut and it went wrong.
It did, it went wrong.
Why don't you go to a hairdresser's? Why are you cutting your own hair? You clearly don't know how to cut your own hair.
Because I like the lockdown and I wanted to keep it going.
So talk me through it. Talk me through, like, when you thought, do you know what, I'm going to have a haircut. So you went into the... Have you got clippers?
Yes. Well, the problem was them is the cable on it isn't working very well. So it was on and off. So what happened was I got it to go and I was like, yeah, right, I'll go. And it took... It went really short. So
you didn't put the guard on it.
That's it. I didn't put the guard on it. And it took more off.
It looks quite good, man. Like, I'll be honest with you. I like it.
But what I... But what the problem is that is... I don't care, because then I've got a story about it, because I'm a comedian. So immediately, I've got something to talk about.
Yeah, but yours looks like you've just shaved off your hair and it's grown back. Mine looks like I'm weathered, like, because I took it all off. It generally looks like two bouncers the other day walking down Oxford Street just said, you're all right, fella, like outside the shop. And it was a weird experience of going, oh, am I one of you now?
Or someone saying to me the other day, oh, I didn't see where you were. I could just see the shining of the head. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
Yeah, but you're not bald from the back, though.
I'm going thin on top.
Oh, yeah, but that's the best one. Like, the back's the worst one out of all of them, because you never know until you've caught yourself on a security camera or something. Like, it's terrible. Balding is one of the worst experiences in growing old as a male.
So you're walking down the high street and you go past a security camera and you're... Oh, there's the back of my head. Oh,
yeah. I'm not joking. Like, in boots, like, I didn't know I was going bald. And this was about 4 years ago. Queued at the till, thought, oh, he looks like a monk. And then realised it was me. It was terrible. And also, the other thing is, ladies, like, don't slap the back of a man's head if he's going bald. Let's stop that, eh?
I've heard people stroking my hair. Because...
Yeah, but that's all right. It's all right to stroke it. That's nice, isn't it? A nice little stroke.
When I was at school, this girl used to stroke my hair when it was short, and she said it was like a rabbit's bottom.
Wow, that's a compliment. You're always going to remember. It's short like a rabbit's
bottom. Well, oh, I like stroking your hair. It's like a rabbit's bottom, which I understood what she means, but now I can't get that out of my head.
Oh, Barnsley. It's been a very hairy week. And I'm sorry there was no episode last week, but we couldn't organise the time to do it. And we do this out of the goodness of our own hearts. And there just was no time in the week. Sorry.
You're making it sound like it's children in need.
In some ways, it is children in need.
I'm trying to think of a link to the show, but I can't think of anything from...
You should have said it's like comic relief.
Yes.
And then we could have gone into it. And a show that was part of comic relief.
Little Britain. Go, come on.
Come on. Do you know why? And I don't know how long we've been doing this now, is why I seem to wait for the theme tune to play, even though it's edited in later. And I was generally sat there going, oh, hearing it in my head. The sign of a man who's had a busy week. So, Little Britain, Little Britain, Little Britain. Britain, 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 Little Britain. Yeah, you're not going to wade in there? You're just going to smile away, are you?
No, I thought you were going to say something about Little Britain. No, Tom Baker's in it.
Tom, but I love Tom Baker. There's not enough of him. Like, I think you've got Doctor Who, that, and a few other bits, but he's great.
He's not used him very much in this either. He should be used more than just a voiceover.
I think he makes the voiceover, though. So, what's your memories of Little Britain? Like, I remember thinking to myself as well when we first heard we were doing this, how much of a big deal it was when it came out.
I remember the pilot on BBC Three.
Do you?
Yes. Do you not remember the launch night of BBC Three?
Yeah, well, that was Come Fly With Me, the pilot.
No,
I don't remember the launch night of BBC Three, Chris. No.
I do. I'm not that old. It wasn't that long ago. And this came on, and I thought, this is my little thing that I've seen that no one else has seen. And then it got massive, and it was a bit like people with pop groups, like going, no, they've got big. No, I don't like it anymore.
It's in that moment. Was it one of those things where you saw it and thought, this has been made just for me? I remember getting into it late in the game about series three, and a friend of mine watching them back on DVD, and some episodes are just laugh out loud funny. And even at the time watching it, and people saying, you can't do that, you can't say that. And I think now, it's if you watch that first episode back, it's probably more problematic than most stuff we watched in the 90s. But I think, honestly, the noughties was a bit of a wasteland for morals and stuff. But it's of its time. And I'll be honest, I laughed.
I think that people thought we'd move past people being offended by people saying the wrong thing on purpose and realise the irony. They also had the Bernard Manning thing used to be, I make fun of everyone, and then Little Britain came out and said that we dress up as everyone. I was like, well, you shouldn't. No, don't say that.
Yeah, I think that's the thing as well. Like, it's hard, isn't it? Because you want to make something that's funny, and you want to not to have those kind of barriers of things going, don't do that, don't do this. Because, like, I know what I'm like. If someone tells me not to do something, then automatically in my head, I then want to do it twice as hard as I was going to do it in the first place. And there's no two ways about it. They're both amazing writers. Like Rock Profile before this is probably one of my favourite sketch shows ever written. Williams and I was going to say Lucas. I say completely the wrong name then.
Wallace and Gromit.
They're great. It's like a grand day out. I saw a guy on Twitter this week who had a Wallace and Gromit tattoo and it looked absolutely incredible.
So now you shaved your head, do you want a tattoo now?
But I am going to get a tattoo. I don't know what of, though. Maybe we should put it to a vote.
It's obvious what it's going to be.
What?
Fred Dynage.
Fred Dynage. The problem is, though, my mum hates Fred Dynage due to an incident that happened at the ABC cinema in Dover in the 70s, yet no one actually knows what it is.
Well, you could just say it's not him, it's... Oh, who does Fred Dynage look like?
He only looks like Dynage. That's the joy of Dynage.
Say it's Chris Evans has gone bald or something like that.
Chris Evans gone bald. Is that what Fred Dynage looks like? A man with a lot more fake tan.
I thought that would be quite obvious.
With a face like a walnut.
Yeah, get Dynage on your arm.
Get Dynage on my arm. Maybe just a Meridian News logo. Just the sun. This is childhood.
That just looks like yin and yang. You'd be like, oh, that's not... No, you've got to have Dynage in your arm.
Well, you have got to have Dynage on your arm. And you've got to have it in Little Britain.
Or a super coupe on the other coupe. One.
I love the way all these tattoos are referenced to the podcast. So, like, what's that? Wow.
It's really annoying because if we're going to go and see Danny Baker, it'll cost 60 quid between us to go and see him. And then... it'll cost 900 quid for a super coupe. Has Adam stopped talking? I don't know what's happened. I think he's crashed.
I have no idea what happened then.
That's me talking about a tattoo of a super coupe, and then you stopped talking. And I was like, oh, has he stopped talking? And I was about to say something offensive. Fuck. To just see if you'd react on that.
Of all the people, I would, mate. He's hard as nails.
Vicky Pollard isn't my favourite character.
Isn't?
No.
Why don't you like Vicky Pollard? Pollard?
Well, characters, like, something should be different slightly. All it is that Matt Lucas does a monologue.
Yeah, that's acting.
Oh, all right.
It is weird that character then turned into Catherine Tate.
It didn't turn in. What?
You just... Am I bothered?
Yeah, but you mean it just turned into it when Matt Lucas went, go on, you can have it.
I think it's very, very similar. But then again, if you're going to play a teenage chav girl, sorry to use that term, I think that is what most people come up with.
Yeah, and then Harry Enfield is saying, excuse me, hang on, hold my beer. Yeah. I think I was here first.
That's exactly it, isn't it? And then Jeanette Cranky's like, hold my beer. And then jumps on it. Yeah, I don't. It's not the strongest of characters, but I can see why it's funny. And if you were a parent at the time and you had kids, I suppose it's relatable.
Like Lou and Andy, there are two jokes. One of them is that he always says he wants to do something, and then when he does it, he goes, "I don't like it."
But that's it. Is only two jokes, but it's the progression of it. Like the theatre of going, "I don't want to go and see that show," and then ended up watching the opera. I thought absolutely hilarious. And later on in the series, where he's put him next to the pool, I'm just going to talk to the lifeguard, and then he's run around, jumped off the diving board, swam back, and jumped in the chair.
That is one take, apparently.
Really?
Because they liked it, because David Walliams says he's got a fear of water. And as he says water, Matt Lucas goes into the water. And they said, we're never get it that good again.
Oh, it's great. I think with sketch shows, I think they're my favourite bit of comedy, because I think a lot of groups try and recreate that on stage. But when you like, there's so many episodes, like Big Train, one of my favourite things ever, Big Train, Mitchell and Webb look, because you get so much. And when they're written well, there's nothing better than a sketch show that's been put together with like normal characters and stuff like that. It's generally one of the best things, I think. And we don't have enough of them now, which is weird because they're perfect to cut up and use for like YouTube and Insta and TikTok.
His Dave Williams Sebastian character that flirts with the Prime Minister is basically what he used to do on Brit's Got Talent with Simon.
Yeah,
it's exactly the same thing.
Oh no, Prime Minister.
He's like, oh, that's my Simon. Can we talk about Emily Howard?
Emily Howard, I think, is quite problematic. And now... Is it funny, though? Like, that is the thing. Is it funny? Did you watch it and think, that's funny?
I think the... I don't know. I don't know what to say without getting cancelled.
You're not going to get cancelled. The reason it's people laugh at it is because of the catchphrase, and I'm a lady sounds funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you say that, it just sounds funny in it. It's not the kind of implications. And I think at the time, we're reviewing this. This was 20 years ago, some of these episodes. 20 years ago. So it's kind of hard to remember what people's feelings were like towards stuff before. I think people are a lot more... I don't like the word mean because I think we progressed a bit, but I generally think it's not... wouldn't be done now. But then again, I think... I don't know. I really don't know what my thoughts are on it.
Well, they even brought it up when they brought it back for current relief and said, we shouldn't really be doing this anymore. But no, you shouldn't be.
Did it make you feel uneasy when you watched it?
The more when they used to black up. I think when they black up in different characters later on, it's like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yeah, I think, is there anything, like, you as a comedian wouldn't touch with a barge pole? Is there any rules you have, like, when you go on stage and think to yourself, I'd never do that? I wouldn't say that.
It depends. Well, I did a joke the other night, which was about Trevor walking home late at night, but it didn't feel like Trevor. It wasn't that it didn't work. It just didn't feel like Trevor, and I was like, what are you doing? This is not your joke. This is someone else's joke. You need to be silly and lighthearted and a little bit edgy, but not as... You're not Jimmy Carr.
Yeah, it's dancing on that kind of thing of edge. I think, like, the only rule, like, I've ever imposed on myself is don't ever pop at someone for something they can't change. So colour, race, disability, like, things that are, like, part of you, don't ever pop on then. Everything else is then open season.
You've got a funny T-shirt on. You decided to put that on, so I'm going to take the mickey out of your funny T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly that. I think that, and I don't, but then again, like, we've come to this much later than when Little Britain started. So we're in a different space and a different atmosphere. And, like, looking at Matt Lucas now, he's like, he is like a royalty. And what he did over the lockdown, and he's generally got a good heart.
That's what it is. Is they've got a good heart, and what they were doing, they thought that they were being ironic and all that. Yeah. They wasn't being hurtful. They're not a Jim Davis.
They're not a Jim Davison. And, like, I don't think they ever made anything so someone would watch it and feel uncomfortable. I can't think any comedian would purposely ever do that to make something to generally upset someone watching it for no reason. I mean, like, not punching up, but just punching people. And you said the big D there. I just find it odd.
The one that got me when they started taking down all this stuff off Netflix was League of Gentlemen with Pablo Lazaru, and it's like, why? That's not. He's not even human. He's not even a real person. That's not.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it all Kelsey comes Grammar out School. When watching. Yeah, Kelsey Grammar School. Sorry, Matt. I went down a bit of a road there with no real opinion on it, other than that just don't make people feel uncomfortable when they want to laugh. Make them laugh. Don't put people down.
Well, speaking of this, the Nan sketches. I never liked these.
Did you not?
No. It's just horrible.
The Nan sketches. They're pretty odd, aren't they, watching it back? I think, though, once again, like, you've got to remember the time of this. Like, this was when Nuts was out, FHM loaded, like, music was just coming out of being, like, pop music into, like, indie again. It was a really weird transition. Internet was becoming more available. And, like, so everything kind of exploded around this time of almost a second go of, like, lad culture and gross out stuff. It was, yeah.
Oh, okay. What I was going, because he's trying to flirt with a grandma.
It's
not really Zoo magazine, is it?
It's not really Zoo magazine at all.
But this got changed in other episodes, the other series, by Bitty, which I was like, oh, you're just trying to gross out now, aren't you?
Bitty.
Did you listen to the radio show? I love the radio show.
Yeah, I really like the radio show. I thought in some ways that was better.
They've got Kenny Craig. I like Kenny Craig with the look around the eyes, not around the eyes. It's a one-note joke, but it still makes me laugh. And Sally Hawkins, the actress who's in Paddington and other films, she's in the sketch.
Yeah.
A fun fact.
Only Gay in the Village.
Do you know that's based on Brian Dowling from Big Brother?
Is it?
Yeah, because Brian Dowling was in Big Brother and then another gay guy came in and he was so put out that he's like, I'm like the only gay guy in the house. It? Yeah, that's how it started, I think.
It's a weird one because, like, you can't really attack that because Matt Lucas is a gay man.
Yeah, people are going, this is a very gay show. Well, one of them is gay and the other one... For legal reasons.
But it's that thing, though, as well, isn't it? I think there's that scene in Extras where going like, you want catchphrases? I'll give them catchphrases. And it does feel a bit like that at some points.
And Dennis Waterman, he's short, apparently, because they met him and he's not 6 foot. So they thought, let's make him a borrower.
But it's great, though, that I write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Just a bit used to, didn't he? He always used to write the theme tune.
It is funny. That really still makes me laugh. And the thing's getting like bigger and smaller as the episodes progress, where he hands him a Milky Bar and it nearly takes him out.
Straight off the peg, I'm the bit of rough she always wanted a lay. But now she's gone away to stay. I'm the lord and master of all up a bay. I might even own my own house one day. I've got Bentleys to my ears and rollers to my nose. But basically, boys, I'm so alone. But on the up.
It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay.
listen to what I say. It's alright, doing fine. Doesn't really matter if the sun don't shine. It's alright, I say it's okay. We're getting to the end of the day. High tech, low tech, take your pick. Cause you can't teach an old dog a brand new trick. I don't care what anybody says.
At the end of the day,
there's a place that I can't find. A drink or two to ease my mind. Golden days. It's alright, take your time. Everybody thinks that you passed your prime. It's alright, it's okay. You still got plenty to say. It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say. It's alright, doing fine. Doesn't really matter if the sun don't shine. It's alright, I say it's okay. We're getting to the end of the day. High tech, low tech, take your pick. Cause you can't teach an old dog a brand new trick. I don't care what anybody says.
At the end of the day,
there's a place that I can't find. A drink or two to ease my mind. Golden days. It's alright, take your time. Everybody thinks that you passed your prime. It's alright, it's okay. You still got plenty to say.
Also watch the DVD with the pilot from BBC Three on it.
Nice.
And Marjorie Daw's sketch is in her house because they didn't want it to look like Pauline from The League of Gentlemen. And then in the series, they'd sort of almost just gone, oh, sod it. And then they put it into a community centre and it looks exactly like Pauline from League of Gentlemen.
They are very close. They're almost like, it's like almost like the Cornetto trilogy, isn't it? Little Britain and League of Gentlemen.
I know, it's a bit like Trevor Feelgood and Brian Gittins and Duncan Thicket and Angelo Sebathimu and bollocks, I can't think of any more.
And Tom Binns.
No!
I really like this. Looking back, I think it was good to watch. I think it questioned quite a lot for me. But when it was funny, I really did have a chuckle.
My favourite sketches are the Mr. Man sketches when he goes in and asks for pirate memory games.
Margaret!
Margaret!
I work with someone called Margaret, and another member of staff said, I need to stop saying that every time I need something. Margaret!
I know a Margaret as well.
It's all you can hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think they're two insanely talented people.
You're trying to back it up after we slagged it off.
Well, I'm not slagging it off, but it is of its time, and that's the thing. It's like, I'm not slagging it off anything. And
that's what they said about curry and chips.
No one said it about curry and chip. No one said curry and chip. It's of its time. No, it's hideous.
But have you said anything ever that you think, oh, I wouldn't say that now?
Well, probably, yeah, definitely. Definitely early on. Definitely starting in holiday parks and stuff. I was a lot more harsher and a lot more kind of horrible in my act. But that was only because at that time, needed to survive on stage for that amount of time. I wouldn't do it now because, one, I'm a better comedian, and two, I don't need to. I don't need to fight an audience for their attention as much by kind of sinking to their level. Now it's a lot different as they kind of, they come to my level, if you like it or not.
When I started, it was all the comedians thought it was fine to do rape jokes because of Jimmy Carr and Frankie Ball and some of the stuff I used to say. And I thought, whoa, I wouldn't say that now.
It's weird, isn't it? Because this is the good side of progression that you've learned. And I feel you've been on more of a journey than it takes a lot to stop doing something than it does to kind of say, don't do that. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes you think, oh, was it worth it just for a joke? No, I won't. No, I won't do that anymore.
It makes you better as a person.
What do you want to give it?
I want to give it 1,505.
No!
What do you want to give it?
I'm going to give it 1,506.
All right, let's give it 1,506.
If they've got everyone, so that's 1,506, you mean?
That's the one.
All right. Because I think 15,000 is a bit, is that's higher than that. I don't know maths.
I don't know maths either. well, let's...
lock
it
in.
So locked in is Little Britain with 1,506. What a great score. Yeah,
it is. I don't know where it goes on the leaderboard because the scores are mad.
They are mad, but we're having a great time. We're sitting back, relaxing, all cool. And yeah, we'll see you next week for another Small Screen Noughties.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.